team as a whole?
Well, obviously, two sides to our performance. The first half, we were disappointed in the sense we just didn't look like we were enjoying our rugby. You know, we're a good side. We've always played, you know, with that positive mindset. And we didn't do that in the first half. And we just freed the guys up at half time. They were worried about making mistakes, and then that leads to making more mistakes. So it was great to just free them up and actually for them to take it onto the pitch. They took that message on, freed them up. We started carrying big, and we started to get on the front foot. And obviously up front, we started to, you know, turn the screw a little bit in the scrums. Scrums went better in the second half, and we came through strong.
Any reason, though, you can put your down the first
half? We've, you know, a little bit sometimes in our attack at the minute, we have made errors and we've talked about it in the week. But the problem is when you try and address something, sometimes it creates a negative mindset about it. So it was important that we came out in the second half just positive in our heads, you know, positive about our actions and not worrying about mistakes. And we sort of told them we can make as many mistakes as they like in the second half, but the most disappointing thing would be if we didn't pitch up and really go after the game, and the guys took that on. That was great to see.
Was it a strongly worded message at half time?
No, not at all. No, it was very it was probably very light. It was a very light message because that's what they needed. You could tell there was a bit of edge in the air and they were, you know, a little bit worried, but you just got to change that mindset. And if you go after them in that situation, if you were strong, we'd have lost it. We'd have lost the game, guarantee you. Absolutely guarantee you that. So it was important we just got them a bit of belief. We had a good start to the half, which was important, and the lads fed off that and went from strength to strength.
So yellow card helped, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. You know, we got close to the line, and it's a little bit, games are funny, aren't they? We kind of had an opportunity under the sticks in the first half, and then it made, you know, that goes in, does the whole game change potentially? But equally, like I said, to get a yellow card at that stage, but it's close to the line, you know, we're on the attack and stopped us playing, so it, you know, probably is a yellow card, isn't it?
You missed two golden opportunities in you, Henry, both times, second half.
Yes.
Hard one.
Yeah, he should have. You'll expect him to do that, but he also created one with a fantastic little pump and ball behind the defender. So he did that really well. First half, he got his hand yanked away from him, so, you know, it's a tough one. Yeah, as I say, he's getting better and better each week training. He's back so quick that, you know, he hasn't had much time on the field in his recovery. So just every week he's training well and playing, he's just going to get better and better, and he's showing that now.
So you've got top of the table clash next week. How do you view that?
Well, it's just like any other game. It's a game against Saracens that we've got to be right up for. We can't afford to have a poor half because we'll get done away from home up there. So just vital we regroup, get a recovery right, but hit the pitch hard. We went up there and won last year, so we're capable of winning, and that's the thing. We've got to make sure we're ready and get a game plan right and perform next week.
So it would be a remarkable achievement if you finish top of the regular season. Do you think you can do it?
Well, it's not really a massive, I don't know whether it's a massive aim of ours to finish top. It's more, obviously, first thing you want to finish in the top six, then you want to get top four, and to finish up, you know, if you can get a home semi-final, it's massive. So we're just gradually knocking them off. So we've got to make sure that we get into that top four first, and then we can make we attack it and go for the top two if we're done.
How's that lucky Turner quickly as well, thrown in today? How did you rate his performance?
Yeah, just last minute change. I think he was a bit nervous, but he was solid. You know, there's good qualities to his game. As much as anything, doesn't make many mistakes, and that's what you need in important games and big games like today. I think he was a bit rusty and a bit nervous being thrown in, but he's come through well. Phil just didn't quite make it this week, which hopefully he should be fit for next week. As I say, we've got a group of players up and running now that are starting to come into form.
What was Ian Whitten's injury?
I think it was an ankle. We don't know. I don't know any more than that. But I thought, you know, Sam Hill came off the bench and carried really hard. I say Witz, would, you know, hopefully he's not too long. And the two of them have been going really well for us. So we'll wait and assess and see how he is in the week.
Nice. Thomas Waldron, was he injured?
No, he wasn't injured. No, it was just obviously you got Julian Salvi sit on the bench. As a little bit, we did struggle at the breakdown in the first half, and we turned a lot of ball over in there. And obviously, Julian Salvi is one of the best in the Premiership at it. So that was a positive move on that front. It was trying to get him into the game, and you know, combinations. It was just the right move to make at the right time.
Cool. All right. Cool.